exactly is lucid dreaming?
I'm so glad you asked.
I woke up. Then and I was like, was I gonna fucking die?
And I turned around and I looked and I was fucking asleep.
You have a gift. And I was just like,
Bree's a psychic. She's eating the candy and then she starts like choking on them. Like,
why is that so funny, Rosie?
Why?
I literally gave my dog CPR and he came back to life. We gotta touch
shit. I think, Rosie, you are the problem. Let me tell you, I'm not drunk. I'm not.
I am.
Get this shit. If you want to start talking about your life, your aspirations, your sadness, your potential depression, your goals, your dreams. Last episode it was me.
Oh.
This episode is you.
And the next it's you.
We're calling it.
Whoa, okay. Hi friends.
Hi friends.
Hi.
Welcome back to another episode of Sorry We're Drunk.
Sorry.
My name is Brie.
I'm Rosie.
This is Cindy.
I'm like, should Cindy go next? Anyways, anywho.
Yeah. For future reference, I think we should stick to a pattern.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. I guess that is the pattern now.
Yeah.
All right, so, hi. We're back. We're back like we never left. No, just kidding.
You would think this is like only our second episode or something. Yeah.
No, for real. Same day as the last one. Anyways, today, I guess I'll do this.
Yes! Episode.
Today, oh my god, I'm a fucking idiot.
And you were next.
Damn, we got psychic into the start of this episode.
Oh my god, I'm so dumb. Okay, today we are drinking.
What did you do?
I was trying to tilt it so I could read it, and I spilled it.
It's also the box in front of you.
I know, I'm so silly. Okay, today we are drinking Things for Your Head.
Ooh,
hard seltzer. Yeah. It is 6.5%.
Oh.
This, not me doing the research and then forgetting everything. This came from Ramirez, and I think it was $19.99 for a 12-pack. There's four flavors, which are mango,
pina colada,
grapefruit,
what's the other flavor?
And watermelon.
Watermelon. I'm kind of excited for that one.
Watermelon.
I looked it up. It's like a brewery in like San Pedro, I think.
Oh, cool.
So that's cool.
A brewery that has hard seltzers, we love.
Yeah. And packaging is fucking amazing. I love that box.
Yeah.
Oh, Bibber sat on my wire and it went down.
Bibber.
Thank you, Bibber. Sorry.
He's like, what?
If you heard that.
Be careful with the wires, please. Thank you. Anywho, so initial first impressions?
I love it.
I like
it. Honestly. Yeah. It was such like a smooth taste.
Yeah. I like it so far, too.
We didn't make that face, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really like the packaging. Dude, it's like double vision.
Yeah. The colors, the pop of color, the packaging, it is really good.
Oh, and they actually have, like, the colors and stuff on the side.
Oh, I didn't even get into that, did I? Mm-hmm. Are they the same? 128?
Yeah.
It has 128 calories. And 15 milligrams of sodium.
Two sugars.
Okay. For Your Head. Anywho, today's episode, we wanted to get back to having actual,
like, themes, you know?
Yeah. So the theme is dreams.
Dream. Do you guys know where that's from?
No, but I was going to sing dreams.
Do you guys know where that's from?
No.
Dream. It's from Shark Boy and Lava Girl. When they do that dream song.
I haven't seen that movie in years. What?
No, okay.
It's been a while.
Okay, so good.
So the theme is dreams. We have a couple of like things that we wrote down about dreams. I'm really excited about this episode because we've been talking about it for a while.
Honestly, I think we mentioned it like the first episode. We're
yeah,
like,
it's been dreams. On our list of things like what we want to do for a long time. We haven't got around to it, but we're here now.
But we're here.
Mm-hmm. So
Let's get to it. Yeah.
What do we start with?
Let me say. We need to pull up two different things, our individual notes and the notes, group notes, yes. Okay.
First thing is, what are dreams?
My dream.
Dreams and aspirations. Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. When we say dreams, we literally mean, like, when we go to sleep.
Yes,
not, like, our aspirations.
Yeah, yeah.
That, I don't have
because I told somebody, oh, we're going to be talking about dreams in the next episode, and they're like, your life goals, and I'm like, no.
Like,
we're not going to
deep. You know?
Like, we, like, you go to sleep, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could talk about, should we talk about lucid dreams first? Or just talk about, like,
I kind of had had the idea that we should probably, like, what's the your most recent dream that you remember? Anything stick out to you? Because I only remember dreams, like, once in a while.
So, yeah.
I mean, maybe I should start off with a story.
You're not talking about, like, your own experiences with dreams?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we should talk about our own experiences with dreams and then.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
That's a good structure.
Yeah.
Ooh. Go for it, Spree.
Okay, so with me, I feel like that's all I do is dream. Like, I don't sleep. Like, I've never, like, it's been a long, long time since I went to sleep and didn't have any dreams at all. And woke up and was like, well, I didn't dream. No, I always dream, and it's always really, really crazy. Mm-hmm. There was even a point of time where I was like, my dreams were just so active that I just will wake up exhausted because of my dream, no matter how long
I feel that a lot. I learned sleep. That is a thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's kind of, like, not technical because they say that you, like, can astral project in your dreams.
Yeah.
So you wake up tired because actually you're not.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that that's my problem, too.
Yeah, because there's so much going on. But, honestly, this could probably lead to another story, but we'll save it for another time. But, yeah, I was just having so much problem just feeling rested, I guess. So I was just having this problem, and then one time I had this, like, really just, like, random dream about this person I had never met before, in a random situation, just, like, in a place that like I'm common with, like, I knew what it was, but again, never met this person. The situation was very specific, whatever. I dreamt about it, whatever, woke up, I was like, oh, I don't fuck those. And literally, like, a year later, I was in that situation with the person I dreamt about. I had, like, never really, like, interacted with this person, but she was in my dream, and now it was actual in, like, in person. And at that moment, it felt very different than deja vu. It was like, what the fuck? I knew this was happening. I knew this was going to happen. I just didn't know how, when, or where. Like, it was just, like, a really, like, a moment where I was like, wait, what the fuck? And after that, I questioned everything. I was like, what the fuck was that? Like, did I really just predict the future in some way? Like, I was just, like overthinking it. And I was telling my mom about this, and she's like, I don't know what, like, I guess me telling her this, like, kind of brought this, like, memory up. But she said when I was younger, or when I was, like, a baby, she took me to, like, the grocery store, and, like, I was, like, in, like, the little seat where they have for the baby. And this, like, homeless, like, she just looked dirty, you know, like, homeless lady. She went up to me, like, her hands were dirty and everything, like, she was just, like,
ew.
Yeah. She was a scary-looking lady. She went up to me, and in Spanish, she said, like, oh, take care of her, take care of her. She has a gift. And she kept telling my mom that. But my mom was just worried about the dream. She was like, you know, but she did remember, like, you know, her telling me that. And then when I told her this, she mentioned that to me, and I was like, what? And now you decide to tell me? Like, what? And then I was just like, you know what? I need some answers. So I went to this, like, a crystal place. Like, I had been there before just to, like, get crystals or whatever, but I like the people there. Like, they give me good vibes. Like, I was like, honestly, I'm just gonna ask them, like, like, what the fuck does this mean? Like, I'm kind of, like, tired of, like, dreaming so much. Like, I want to feel kind of rested. So I went to her, I told her my situation and everything, and she's like, you have a gift. And I was just like, like, what? Like, and she's like, yeah, you have a gift. Like, that honestly, it happens to me. You just need to learn how to navigate it and learn how to read your dreams. It's your spirit guides telling you something, and you need to listen. They're not going to stop happening until, like, you listen, type of thing, you know?
Oh.
And I didn't do that because I got freaked out. I feel like I still need to devote some time to actually, like, tune into that.
Well,
but
for a little while, you were kind of, like, every single dream she had, she would look it up.
And
then she would, like, it yeah. would relate to, like, her life.
My situation, know? Yeah. But she did tell me to get this book, and I didn't at that time. I think I kind of got, like, I kind of got scared. Like, I was just like, do I really want to know, like, like, the yeah. future? Do I really want to have, like, I just, like, you know how they say, like, oblivion is bliss or, like, whatever?
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe I should keep it that way, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. And I kind of just left it at that. I ended up having, you know, it's so funny. Like, my professor, one of my professors, I ended up finding out that she was a witch. She's a witch. what's that thing that, the practice that it's called? Witch, no, not witchcraft. Uh-oh. It's
Santeria.
Damn, I need to ask Ruben. It's called something. And I remember when she said it, I was like, what is that? And she laughed and she was just like, she, you know, she kind of hesitated to tell me because, like, I'm a student, but, like, we were really close. Mm. And she did end up kind of, like, explaining, but she's like, it's not what people assume it is. Like, it's not, like, spells
is
and potions.
Like, Wiccan?
Something
like that, right?
Wiccan, okay, yeah. Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I just told her about my experience, and she's just like, yeah, it's your spirit guide telling to tell you something, and if, girl, if you don't listen, like you need to listen, like, right now. Like, you need to put in the practice to actually tune into it and stuff. Mm. And
it sounds like The Magician. Have you guys ever seen that show?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just good.
Oh, sure.
Scary?
Well, there's a dude in there who, like, when he falls asleep, he, like, astral projects and, like, is able to get to, like, different people and stuff. So it's, like, it's giving that.
Yeah.
But he also has to, like, practice, too.
That one, the older one, but it was good.
No. Need to.
Are you talking about Inception?
Inception.
Yeah.
Inception is the movie that got me, like, really, really thinking about my dreams.
Oh, really?
And actually, we'll get to it, but when we talk about lucid dreaming, I learned some stuff from Inception. Anyways, go ahead.
No, yeah. So, yeah.
So, Bree's a psychic. And honestly, Brie does have a gift. She's shown it in many ways. She doesn't know how to fully control it, but there's been many instances where this girl, like, either will predict something, manifest something.
Yeah.
She's really good at it.
I just need to tune in.
She's tuned in.
Yeah,
she's
that's okay. Yeah. We'll work on it.
Add it to the list. My relationship with dreams is...
And now I'm next.
I feel like, yeah, I kind of do think that I also, like, not psychic, but I have had some dreams that...
No, I feel like your intuition's very strong.
Later did, like, exactly the same thing happen. I'm like, how did I know that was going to happen?
Yeah.
But I just, like, I do feel like I don't rest when I'm in my dreams. And especially because I have learned how to lucid dream. Not all the time, but when I do, I definitely know I'm not resting. I'm working in them dreams. But yeah, I've had, like, some crazy-ass dreams, and I always say that I wish I could draw. Because I will fucking create a whole movie. Like, literally beginning to end movies. And I wish I could draw, like, what I see, because it's, like, so cool and creative and, like, can't draw it. But yeah.
Isn't it so crazy that, like, we have, like, that much creative power to, like, create these, like, dreams on our own and create these thoughts.
That's the thing about the brain. Yeah. The brain's power is freaking insane, and there's only so much we really tap in. If we really had our full capacity of our brain power,
can you imagine?
It'd be kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. There's a movie on that shit.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't remember what movie.
The movie to take the pills, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Is it called Limitless?
Limitless.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Limitless.
But, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of theories and stuff that goes behind that. But, I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. Dreams are definitely a part of...
The mind.
What the brain and the mind are able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, so, my dreams are all over the place. Sometimes they're so realistic. Sometimes they're, like, fucking fantasy land.
Mm-hmm.
I have, like, crazy-ass weird dreams. Like, scary dreams, too. But yeah, we'll get into that. But yeah, I like talking about dreams.
Yeah.
I have a lot to say, but yeah. Cindy?
Okay, so I have, like, a weird relationship with dreams because now I feel like it's like 50-50, but for the most part I'll dream some shit. Right after I wake up, I'm like, that was crazy. And then I will immediately forget about it. There's certain... What happened?
I was just going to say that I've learned that... when I want to remember my dream, I have to say it out loud.
In your dream?
No, when I wake up. As soon as I wake up, I'll be like, I dreamt this, 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 and this. Because if I don't say it out loud, I'll forget it. And I'll say it in my head, like, oh, I remember my dream, it was this. But then later when I want to talk about it, it goes away.
Yeah, because, like, as soon as I wake up, I'll, like, think about it in my head, and I'm like, oh, crap, like, that was insane. But, yeah, I don't say anything out loud.
Yeah, try that next time.
But then there's certain times where I'll remember some aspects of it, but then, like, other parts, I'm like, I don't even remember, like, what, I know there was somebody there with me, but I don't remember the face anymore. Mm-hmm. Things like that. But when I was younger, it doesn't happen as much anymore. Whenever I would watch something, that night I would dream that I was in that fucking universe.
Whoa,
like, that's really cool. I specifically remember, like, the, you know, when the Harry Potter movies would come out. Every time after I'd come out of that theater watching it for the first time, I would have a fucking dream that
that's actually
in that fucking universe. But I don't know if it's because I'm old now or whatever, but I don't really have those types of dreams anymore.
Yeah.
But then I don't know if this correlates with dreaming, but I often get deja vu where, like, this exact same thing happened to the T, but, like, I can't remember to be like, oh, it was in a dream.
Yes.
But I don't know if I believe
it. It just,
like,
feels like oddly familiar.
So. Yeah, and sometimes it'll trip me out because it'll be, like, with people, like she's mentioned before, like, people I've never met before, or, like, there's certain, like, I've never been here, so why does this feel exactly the same?
It's, like, so specific.
So, and it's this feeling I get when I experience deja vu. It's so weird because it's, like, for, like, a second, I'm, like, I feel like I get taken aback.
Yeah.
Like, my body's there, and I'm like, wait a minute. I've done this before. Mm-hmm. Like, or I've been here before. And it's just, it trips me out. But I don't know if I can correlate it to being, like, I dreamt this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that makes sense. But, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of get that.
Yeah.
I think, like, because, okay, deja vu is a feeling that you have already experienced something that is actually happening for the first time. Mm. And deja reveille is the feeling of having already dreamed something that is currently being experienced. So that you dream, like, kind of what I said, like, I dreamt it, and then it's happening.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so it's different.
Deja reveille. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've experienced deja vu quite a few times, too. Not so much anymore, but when I was younger, I did. And they would, like, I guess we can just get into that for now.
Mm-hmm.
For me, my deja vu experiences, sometimes I'll be like, okay, I know this has happened before. And sometimes I can literally, like, in my head, guess what the person's going to say already. Because I'm like, I've been here before. I've done this. Like, she's going to say this right now.
Yeah.
And that's fucking weird. Like, how do I do that?
Sometimes, like, not even, like, not that I've dreamt it before, but kind of, like,
excuse me.
I have a feeling, and I've learned to just say what I feel out loud, or, like, a thought that pops up, or, like, that's another thing. I was talking to my professor, and I go,
Bipper, the wires are low. Be careful. Come on.
To my professor, I was telling her, like, that I have these, like, visions. It sounds crazy. I was so hesitant to even tell her. But, like, sometimes, like, it hasn't happened for, like, a long time. But when it would happen, it was kind of just like
Ray sounds home.
It would just be like
that's why he was acting weird. He heard him probably.
Maybe.
Anyways, go ahead, sorry.
I'll get like pops of like images in my head. Like, think of That's So Raven, which is like, you know, but not like that extent. Like, I don't see full on scenes, but I'll get like just like images. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, visions, I guess. And, like, it would be really random. And in my, like, feeling, my intuition, I kind of felt like it wasn't it usually was if I was around other people. And it typically wouldn't really be, like, it didn't feel like it was my vision, you know? It kind of felt like someone was trying to tell me something about their past or their, and I'm like, no, no.
She's a medium.
I don't know. Like, whenever that would happen, like, I'll just be like, why the fuck did I just, like, see that in my head? Like, no. Like,
it's giving Encanto.
Encanto?
Encanto? Bruno. He has little visions.
Oh, I forgot. I have
two. Dude, I was stuck on that movie for so long. And that was, like, I love that movie. Anyways.
No, yeah. So,
I did not relate to that. Never had visions before.
Yeah, it hasn't happened. But I think it's because I've been avoiding it, because, like, I don't know, it kind of scares me. Like, I don't know if I want that. I don't know if I want to be able to connect with the other side.
You need to accept that you have a gift.
I know, but it's an adventure, I feel like.
Well, yeah, I think it's definitely a lot harder, like, mm-hmm. for us to imagine. Because I think that would be a little freaked out, right?
Like, yeah. maybe I don't want to know, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. Maybe I should tune in to see you. I don't know. But I don't know what scared
me. Yeah, I would be scared too, but I'm just saying it because I'm not the one.
Yeah.
Like, you should do it.
Yeah, for real.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, like, I kind of would get, like, I don't know. I guess my intuition was just strong. So, like, I feel like, if I felt like, like, there's a cop nearby, like, I would say it out loud because, like, I knew from past experiences, like, why didn't I say that out loud? That would help me, you know, help us in this situation or whatever.
It's okay, love.
So I just learned to say it out loud, so.
I do feel like I have a really strong, like,
intuition.
Yeah. Like, the gut feeling thing.
Mm-hmm.
I always listen to my gut because, you know what, sometimes
I'm learning
a little wrong, but most of the time I'm not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The gut knows. You want to go outside? But don't come back in. Don't be bugging to come back in when I let you out.
It looks funny.
So what is it? Is there, like, a specific name for those dreams where, like, something happens and, like, you kind of, like, wake up, like, jumping? Is that even a thing? Because I had a dream once.
I know what you're talking about.
Something that I've never forgotten. Where I remember I was in a plane. And I remember for some reason I went on this plane because I was looking for my mom. I don't fucking know, bro. But the point is I fell off of the plane.
Oh,
and
my,
as soon,
like,
as I hit the fucking floor, I awoke.
Yeah.
And I kind of, like, jumped out of my sleep.
Yeah.
But I know, oh, that happened to me another time now that I remember. But,
mm-hmm.
What's up with that?
It says, okay, waking up before dying in a dream can happen for a number of reasons, including your fear of death. Your body might want to wake up as a psychological response to your fear of death. Dreams about death can be emotionally or physically jarring, causing you to wake up.
But also it's happened, like, when you're just, like, I experienced that where I'm, like, riding a fucking bike and I fall.
Yeah, same.
And
I'll, like,
and
whoa,
I'll wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've had, like, two, that I can recall right now, two dreams like that where I, like, woke up.
Cool.
Like,
yeah.
It also says that the dream reflects, like, a real-life change. Like, you might wake up before dying in a dream if it's symbolically representing an ending or a change that's happening in your real life.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't complete yet.
Yeah.
For,
it seems likely. I don't like change.
Yeah, change is scary.
Scary.
But I've learned to accept change and be okay with change because change is so uncomfortable.
I feel like at 33 I still have so much freaking growth and learning because to the fact we're like at restaurants I'll order the same thing, the same freaking thing,
you know,
Starbucks, the same thing,
that one, but it's still, I'm still kind of there, but I'm trying to try new shit.
I think I'm in my era of being uncomfortable. That I literally did my presentation, I had to do a presentation about my culture, but when they meant, like, culture, they meant, like, what made you. And I literally titled it being comfortable with the uncomfortable. Because, like...
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, being comfortable, like, it's easy, you know? Like, you stay in your regular routine. You you stick with what you're used to. You don't go out of the box because it's scary. It feels ugly.
This is why Bree's so inspiring all the time. Because, like, this bitch really likes to challenge herself to do shit that scares her.
I feel like, honestly, it's recently, though. Because I just, like, you know what? I think it was because my mom's best friend, Josie, she literally told me that she had a fear of heights, which I have a fear of heights, too. But I don't think I'll do what she did. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe what. But she said that, you know, because she hikes a lot. She goes on, like, hikes that had, like, really steep hills, like whatever the case, you know? She's like, I was really tired of having that fear of heights because, like, that feeling I would get, I hated it. So I was like, I'm tired of this. I don't want this feeling anymore. She went skydiving. And after that, she never had that fear again.
Fuck. She's bold. I like Josie.
Right?
She ripped that bandage.
Yeah. And I don't know why, but, like, even though it's, like, common sense, like, I didn't... honestly, that flipped the switch for me. I was like, you were scared of something, and you just...
She
did
it
and conquered it.
On.
Mm-hmm.
She hit it. Yeah, she hit it, like, nail on. Like, I was just like, oh, like, you could just do that? Like, what, that easy? So, like,
it's not that easy.
It's not that easy.
Like, yeah, I get
but,
it.
Like, just push yourself, you know, just do it, even though it's uncomfortable, and you'll get through it.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's definitely like mind over matter. Like you have to be a really strong will to
back to that brain power.
Your mind is so powerful. Your mind can do amazing things, but it also could hold you back, you know?
Terrible things. Of course. It could cripple you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, that's kind of, like, what I've been, like, tuning into. Like, just, like, yes, this terrifies me. Like, I am scared of looking dumb. I'm scared of being in this vulnerable position that I'm not okay with. But, like, in my head, I've kind of, like, tricked my head to be, like, you know, this uncomfortable feeling, it means that you're going to get better type of situation, you know? And it took a long way to get here. Let me tell you that. But it's finally getting better. Like, with public speaking, terrified.
She literally said, I'm afraid of public speaking. I'm going to take a speech class.
Like, yeah.
My girl.
Yeah.
But
it's because it was holding me back. And, like, especially, like, in my career, like, I got a job and I had a chance to be able to, like, protect myself or, like, you know, defend myself, stand up for myself in front of the higher up. But because of my public speaking, like my fear of public speaking, I could not say a freaking word, dude. I went silent. Like, I shut down. And, like, after that, I was like, this never is going to happen again. Like, I can't. Mm-hmm. So that's when I signed up for the classes and, like.
Props to you. Because let me tell you something. At my wedding, I didn't even want to say my vows because I was so scared that I chose vows that that I didn't have to say, and all I had to say was I do at the end, and that was it.
LOL.
Literally, like, I dreaded that shit too.
Yeah. No, yeah. And I will tell you, it took like about maybe a year and a half for me to actually, like, only recently I texted Rosie that, like, I was just so proud of myself because, like, dude, like, I kept trying to push myself to go in front of people and, like, I would shake so, so bad and, like, it was just so, so bad. And this recent time that I did present, I didn't shake at all. And I just, I was fine. And even, like, one of the girls complimented me saying, like, I wouldn't have known you had a fear of speaking, like, the way you're speaking right now. And I was just, like, and I walked out of there, texted Rosie. I'm like, dude, I did so good. Like, I didn't shake. I didn't shake.
Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, so there's progress being made, but it takes time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. And you really have to try.
Yeah, it's hard, but,
there
like,
there will be no progress if you don't try.
Yeah, that's my mindset right now. Like, you know, you got to kind of keep stepping out of your comfort zone to grow, to allow yourself to do everything your heart dreams of. But, yeah. Okay, let's bring it back to dreams.
Yeah, I finished my drink already.
I'm almost done.
That's how you can tell you're actually...
Whoopsie.
Like, oh, yours is a little heavier.
Can I have another one?
You can try the watermelon.
Yeah. I'm like, can I volunteer to do the reviews for these? Okay, they're cute.
Right? They're so cute.
I'm actually obsessed. And this one is...
Dude.
They ate with the color combination.
The color... I don't know. Someone had to do a class on color theory because...
Right?
It's just so good.
They were tripping.
Or they were tripping. Yo, for real.
It's giving acid.
It is giving acid.
It's giving mushrooms.
Welcome to the episode where we do acid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay, well, we did finish our thoughts on that, so we can get into... okay.
Get into the
reoccurring dreams. Specifics. Or do we want to talk about... Sorry. What do you want to talk about?
I feel like I'm interested in you talking about lucid dreams because I feel like I've had a lucid dream one time, but I think it's because of my fear of lucid dreaming. That
I'm scared.
Okay, because I saw a thing on TikTok saying that.
You get stuck?
Yes!
Nah.
And I honestly feel like that's real. Because, on TikTok, they basically said, like, you need to be careful when lucid dreaming.
That's astral project, right?
Maybe it's astral project.
But
what's the difference?
Well, you go somewhere else. But honestly, when I know I'm lucid dreaming, I'm traveling. So
astral projection, right?
I think that is.
So what exactly is lucid dreaming?
I'm so glad you asked.
Wait, we're so funny.
Wait, we didn't even plan that.
I'm so glad you asked.
Okay, what is lucid dreaming? Lucid dreaming is when you're conscious during a dream. This typically happens during REM sleep, the dream stage of sleep. An estimated 55% of people have had one or more lucid dreams in their lifetime. During a lucid dream, you're aware of your consciousness. It's a form of metacognition or awareness of your awareness. Damn, that's deep.
Okay.
Often lucid dreaming also lets you control what happens in your dream. Ooh. Some people report that lucid dreams feel very vivid and real, while others say they feel a bit hazier. Others say that their lucid dreams feel different every time. So,
interesting.
Yes. So I have had probably a handful of lucid dreams at this point, mm-hmm. but I actively was trying to have them because I learned about lucid dreaming, and I was like, one time I realized I was dreaming, and I was like, oh shit, I'm dreaming. But I didn't like realize that I could control the dream after that. I just was like, this is a dream right now. And then after that, I learned about lucid dreaming, and then I started going down a deep dive, and I realized that there's like methods to get you there. There's like techniques and that you can control your dreams, which I thought was really fucking cool. So I was like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And so at one point I was literally trying all the methods, because every night before I go to bed, I'm like, I'm gonna lucid dream tonight.
Yeah.
I did take a couple screenshots of some of the methods, but I'll tell you what I did. Where is it?
So I just looked up what the difference between lucid dreaming and astral projecting is.
Uh-huh.
Lucid dreaming is you being aware that you're dreaming and having that control to like change things in your dream.
Within the dream.
Within the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Astral projecting is when your spirit comes out of your body and you are able to go anywhere you please.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what happened to me, but go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That actually reminds me that this is off topic, but it's still a dream.
Yeah.
I only once in my life had a dream where, and I think it was that, because I remember I was in my grandma's room that doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. That's the living room now.
Oh, shit.
And I woke up, I sat up, and I walked, like, towards the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
which it looks different now, but the bathroom was, like, on the other side, the yeah. door. And then I turned around, and I looked, and I was fucking asleep. Like, I saw myself asleep on the fucking bed.
Yeah, that's...
And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, I literally was looking at myself. Yeah. And I think that is astral projecting, but I've only done that once.
Yeah.
And I got so scared.
Because essentially, yeah,
astral projecting is your body's asleep,
but your spirit,
Spirit's out and about.
Yeah. yeah.
In now real get, life, in real time. In.
Yeah, you could, they say technically you could go on to any world or whatever, but any if you realm. Have control of it, mm-hmm. any realm, if you have control of it. But usually I feel like, well, the one time it did happen to me, I got so scared that, okay, I'll just, it's a little short story, but I got up, like, I guess I was dreaming, and then like I woke up and I was like, oh shit, it was a dream. And I woke up, I got up, and I looked back, and I realized that my body was still there,
yeah.
and I was like, what the fuck? And I was like walking around my house, and then I realized, I was like, maybe I don't want to do this, maybe I don't want to get lost, I don't get lost. So I was like, I freaked out, and I literally felt my body just go back to my body, and I woke up.
Oh my God.
And I was like, no, never again. That's what happened.
Basically, when that happened to me, I looked at myself and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I got so scared
mm-hmm.
that I went back to bed.
Yeah.
And I just went, and I woke up
yeah.
after that.
Yeah.
So I didn't really travel because that was scary. That shit is scary.
It is scary. Yeah. To see yourself asleep, you're like, what the?
Yeah.
No.
You never done that to me?
Not that I can recall.
No. You'll recall.
You'll recall. Yeah.
Because that happened to me when I was hella young, and I'll never forget it.
It's crazy.
And I didn't even understand like what yeah. had happened, but I just thought that was so weird.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as lucid dreaming, I learned that you can there's certain things that will tell you when you're in a dream, but the thing is, like, you have to remember to do it, which is hard because you're asleep. So I don't really know how I did it, but I know that you have to go, like, well, I have to go to bed with an intention. Like, when I'm going to sleep, I'm like, I'm gonna lucid dream tonight. I'm gonna be aware. I'm going to sleep right now, so whatever happens next is the dream. Sometimes it doesn't fucking work, though. Like, it's just, like, the luck draw or whatever.
Luck of the Irish.
But when I was trying, I would do that. I would go to sleep with intention. And then, like, they say to set an alarm after, like, every fucking 20 minutes or something like that. So, kind of keep your brain half awake. I tried that once, but I have a hard time falling asleep as it is, so the alarm was not going to work
for me. Not going to help, yeah.
I was just going to stay awake. But what, for me, someone said that when you're in a dream, to ask what time it is.
Oh, yeah.
I tried that.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, and that's when, like, they supposedly, like, when you ask what time it is, like all characters happens in your dream look at you and be like,
hey, okay. Nah.
Right?
So the first time
I don't want to do that shit.
The first time.
Why did I, like, just picture that shit in my head? And, like, just
yeah, no, it's kind of scary.
Yeah. To just be, like, all of them at once.
No. For me, that's not what happened for me, though. When I asked what time it was, the person that I asked literally ran away. Like, they just fucking ran away.
What?
And that was scary, too. But then I was like, I'm dreaming. Like, it did, like...
Triggered something into you, yeah.
But is there a supposed meaning of why that happens? Like,
I don't think there's, like, time zones in the fucking dream world or something like that. Like, I don't know exactly why. Because time is different when you're in a dream. Like, you know how you could be asleep for 30 minutes and dream of, like, a whole fucking...
Oh, yeah.
I think
it says dream time is usually equivalent to real time. However, some exceptions may exist, such as bizarre dreams that may seem to last longer than they actually do. Lucid dreamers may also take longer to complete tasks in their dreams than in real life.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that the first time that I asked that question in my dream, the person ran away. The next time I asked, nothing happened. Nothing happened. And I was like, okay, weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's one. And then the other one, which this one was the one that worked for me, and I did it a few times, is to pinch yourself.
What?
Try to pinch yourself when you're in a dream, because you can't do it. You can't feel it. That's when I really learned how to lucid dream, because I would try to pinch myself, and I'm like, this is a fucking dream. Once I got to that point, because this shit was work, like, I was really trying for a good while. Once I got to that point, I'm like, okay, I'm dreaming. My first time that I was, when I was like, okay, I'm dreaming, I was like, okay, I can control this shit. What do I want to do? And I literally said, I want to be in snow. I want to go to the snow. Tell me why I literally felt my body like I started like gliding through the air and my stomach was turning because I literally felt like I was on a ride. Like it was scary. And then I was in snow and then I was like, now I want to be at the beach. And this time I turned around and the beach was there. Like I was in the snow. I turned around and the beach was there and I was like, holy shit. And then I was just doing like random ass shit. I was like, I'm gonna be on a train. And then the train just fucking pulled up. It was so cool. I was having the time of my life. But like I can feel my stomach was like turning. It was weird.
That's actually insane.
Yeah.
I've never had the experience to like actually have control of my dream. Like that. No, that's never happened to me.
But I will say it doesn't happen every time because I just recently had a lucid dream.
Yes, I want you to talk about that.
I recently had a lucid dream. Did I tell you about this?
About the concert?
Concert?
That you?
Yes. Fuck, I even forgot the details of it. Okay, so
She told me once she got up. She's like, friend, I had a lucid dream.
So I woke up and I told her, oh my god, you see? Oh, yeah. And I almost forgot the details of it. Okay. Did I say I was at work or at school? It felt like a. I think I might have been at work. I was like walking through work for some reason. I realized I was dreaming and I was trying to do shit because I'm like, okay, I'm dreaming. I can make something happen right now. And it was like halfway working.
Yeah.
I forgot what the first thing I said was, but I was like, okay, if I'm dreaming right now, I'm gonna make this happen. And it like was like almost happening, but then it would fade away, and I was like, fuck, I gotta like really concentrate. And then it was like they were setting up for a concert or some shit. What did I tell you? I even forgot
That you basically said like, okay, I want these people to play.
Yeah, so I said okay, because I think I had seen them like setting up, there was gonna be a concert, and I'm like, okay, I'm dreaming, I'm gonna make the Red Hot Chili
Peppers. Oh yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
And like I started to hear the music, but I couldn't fully see, like, it wasn't fully there, and I was fucking trying and trying, and I couldn't do it, but I was, like, halfway doing it, and I'm like, come on, like, I was like, I got this, I'm literally dreaming, like, I can do it, and it was just, like, not really working, it was really weird. But yeah, I've had a few lucid dreams, and I just do dumb shit. I'm like, okay, if I'm
dreaming. No, but the fact that you're able to do that, that's pretty freaking sick.
If I'm dreaming, let me just have, like,
a free concert experience.
I want to fly right now. I just start fucking flying again.
I've never flown in a dream.
Only when I'm lucid dreaming I fly.
That's never happened to me. I've never flown in a dream.
In the ones where I was in Harry Potter, I definitely
see that. That's pretty sick.
But in the, like, when you lucid dream, is it just that, like, you're aware, you're dreaming, and stuff's happening, or, like, does stuff feel, like, real to you? Like,
it didn't feel, it doesn't, well,
like, when you were at the beach, like, did it feel sunny, like, like, you don't actually...
No.
It's kind of like a haze.
Yeah, I wouldn't say, like, I felt, I don't know.
I remember one time, like,
question.
I had one dream where it was kind of like, I felt, like, cold. But I don't know, maybe I was just cold in real life.
Wait, that's crazy, yeah.
No, to feel. You know, I think I get more of, like, the senses of, like, smell than I feel sometimes. Smell and sound, I usually tune in. So, like, when the beach thing happened, like, I definitely can hear the waves. I can see the waves and hear them. But I don't know if I felt, like, sun or anything. Yeah, I don't think so.
Amber... I at a certain time, I don't remember when, but at a certain time, like, I kept having dreams about the specific place. We could talk, I guess, about recurring dreams, but it was about the specific place, but it was in space. Like, it was, like, it kind of felt like galaxies, like, kind of getting together into, like, this, like, area. Because I remember seeing people that did not look human. And, like, they were just, like, freaking aliens, different colors of aliens, and just, like, interacting with them, like, if, as if they were human. Like, it wasn't, like, I was not discriminating, you know?
Yeah.
Or all-inclusive, diversity was the best. Okay. But, yeah, there was just so many types of people. Like, they didn't look like me at all. That's, like,
crazy.
Yeah, I remember being like, what the fuck? I keep having, like, this dream in this universe where... people don't look like me. Like, they're different colors, they're different shapes, different sizes. Like, it was insane to me. And flying vehicles. That was, like, the number one.
They existed.
Like, they existed, yeah. And I just remember just, like, talking with them, communicating with them, and, like, it was just crazy. And it was, like, a reoccurring one, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a reoccurring dream?
I don't think so.
You remembered something?
Yeah, it was kind of... it was, honestly, I don't know what the fuck it was, but not a reoccurring dream, but just, like, it was a weird dream. I think it was, like, my birthday month or, like, whatever, like, my birthday had passed, and someone had gave me, like, a bundle of balloons, and I, like, usually when I get a bundle of balloons, like, I just keep it in my room, and, like, it's just, like, I left it in the corner, and, like, it was, like, a bunch of different colors. One said happy birthday, one was red, one was blue, one was pink, like, a bunch of different colors. And in my sleep, I was having a nightmare about someone chasing me down the street. And in my dream, when the person was chasing me, there was a red balloon following me the whole way. Mm. A red balloon. And before the person caught me or whatever, I woke up. And I woke up with one red balloon out of my whole bundle right next to me. I freaked out. I was like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. I'm like, but I don't know. Like, I'm like, was I able to see that in my dream? Like, while my eyes were closed? Like, I didn't understand what that meant or what, I don't know, what caused that.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was more of a nightmare situation more than a reoccurring dream. Yeah. I don't know. It was really, really,
yeah,
but I did remember that. I didn't remember that. Yeah.
I have, not lately, but again, I feel like a lot of my dreams that stick to me are ones that happened when I was young, but I've had, like, this reoccurring dream, which is so fucking random, but it would scare the shit out of me every time, because it was a dream about, I would have this dream every, like, couple of fucking months, where my grandma, when she was alive, and it happened even after she died. She was. Do you guys remember those, like, old school Christmas candies? I should pull them up. They're, like, hard candies, but they look like they have, like, stripes. They're green or they're red.
The white and red ones.
The peppermint ones.
Pepper? Yeah.
No. Hold on. I'm gonna bring up a picture.
I used to have specific. My guilty pleasure was the red and white cough drops. I would not even get it because I needed it, but because the taste was really
good. It's literally these. Hold on. They came up so fast.
My mom used to be like, they have a lot of sugar. Stop it. I have no
idea what those are. They're literally old-fashioned.
No, no idea what those are.
No?
I've never seen those in my
life. Yeah, me either.
Okay. We'll put a picture up. But,
screenshot.
I do remember, I think these were, like, a thing in my household for some reason. they're hard as fuck candies. Like, there's, you can't bite them. You kind of have to just
suck on them.
I'm just kidding. So in my dream,
I'm just kidding. Sorry.
No, we're talking about grandma being inappropriate.
Oh, I'm so sorry, grandma.
Grandma,
you're the one that said it.
My grandma would say something like that too, though, so it's fine.
Grandma, we know you.
Sucking on that hard candy.
Hey, grandma told me to say that. I don't know about you, but grandma told me to say that.
Thank you, grandma.
Coincidentally, the candy happened to be hard.
It would be hard. You gotta suck on it to get it down.
Wait, are the drinks hitting? What's happening right now?
Nah, it's just grandma, bro.
Grandma, calm down.
Grandma, calm down. The TV turns on.
No, stop.
Our phones ring.
Hello?
Anyways. Okay. The hard candies, right?
Yes.
In my dream, it's literally just she's eating the candy and then she starts like choking on them. Like
Rosie,
Rosie, you started this one so bad.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. And it sounds like it's dirty.
We just have like a whole thing about it and then you made it more.
Well, I thought about it. I'm like, how else could I say it? I can't say it any other way. She was choking on the hard candy.
She just said she was having trouble eating it.
No, she's literally.
She was choking on the hard candy. Because she was like sucking on it, you know?
That ain't going from a fucking nightmare to like a homosexual fucking.
Grandma, stop!
Okay, why was it that as soon as you said it, we were
like, it's like you guys already knew where I was going with it. You were just waiting for me to say it.
I'm so sorry, Grandma. Honestly, she would probably have a good time listening to this. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. Anyways, she was choking on the candy. That was my dream. That was it. And it was so scary. Because I was like fucking 5 or 6.
You're like, my grandma's dying.
Yeah. Like, it was like, really, it was dramatic, you know?
I'm sorry.
So the first time I had it, she was still alive. And so I kept, like, I was like, I don't want Grandma to eat those candies. Like, in my head, it was like,
that was so specific.
It was so specific that I was like, we can't have those candies in the house no more. And it happened. Mm. I had like that dream like 3 or 4 times. And then I also had it again, like way after she died. I had it again. And it was still just as scary. It was still just as scary.
That's interesting.
That was like one of my first like reoccurring dreams. But also I used to have, for years of my life, it went away now, but this is why I'm afraid of flying, because I used to have recurring dreams of planes crashing. And they were almost exactly the same. I had some that were exactly the same. We're sitting at the porch. For some reason, in these dreams, though, I'm never on the plane. Mm-hmm. I'm watching them fall.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. So,
do you know who?
No, I don't know who's on the plane.
I've had one. No. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know who's on the planes. I'm literally... The one that I really had, like... happen over and over again. I'm standing on the porch with my mom and like there's family members around. We're having like a party and I'm literally looking at the plane and I'm like, look at that. And it's like on fire. And I'm like, that plane is about to crash. And we literally just watch it like fucking fall. And it falls like right here on Telegraph. And it's like a big fucking commotion and it's scary. And I had that dream so many times that I was like, I'm never gonna fly because it's trying time or something, which is why I still am afraid of flying, but I'm trying to get past that.
Yeah,
so like in my dream I'm never actually on the plane.
Yeah,
but it definitely, and I've had different variations of that type of dream like my whole life.
Yeah, I've only had one dream of someone flying and it crashing, but I wasn't on it, but like it scares me and like it's still like in my mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I just looked up what like a dream of like seeing someone choke me.
See, she always thinks to look things up. I didn't think to look that.
It says, "Oh, I didn't even look up reoccurring dreams." But
it's like the thing with looking up what dreams mean. Mm-hmm. There's always so many interpretations.
Yes, like where do they get these interpretations? Who is creating them? Right. Like, there's I don't know.
True.
Okay, this one says that we experience reoccurring dreams as a way of repeatedly bringing our attention back to a specific area of our waking life that we feel needs to change. In order for us to recognize the message and act upon it, our dreams tend to, again, intensely to gain intensity until we do so. So I guess reoccurring dreams mean like you need to change something.
I was 5 years old when I started having those dreams, so I don't know. But yeah, I think I also looked up. Oh no, I looked up.
It says choking dreams are indicative of some level of unrest where self-expression is concerned. They often require the dreamer to bridge the gap between head and heart, valuing what needs to be said as a way of moving forward. Maybe there was something that you felt like needed to be said in between, like a conflict or something, but you didn't say it, so that's what happened.
Who knows? I was a child.
It's tough to say. Maybe, yeah, that's the thing. Okay. I feel like when you're small at the time, you don't realize what's going on or if there's something wrong until you get older and you look back. You're like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also I have looked this up. When like someone dies in your dream, supposedly it means good things for the person that you're dreaming of.
Interesting.
What? Yeah.
It's the opposite.
I have only one dream where I'll never forget my brother Ruben in my dream got shot the fuck up and I watched him die. And I remember I woke up and I felt like I literally was crying.
Of course.
And I looked that one up and it had said like it means something good. Like something good is gonna happen to that person. But I'm like, why would I have like such a traumatic dream?
No, yeah, good?
That's weird.
Usually, like I think death equals like change or transition or like
you know what's crazy though? Like not that this person died because they were already dead, like. A little bit after when my grandpa died, I had a freaking dream. Really? And I saw my grandpa and he was literally like telling me like, walk with me. And I was walking with him, I feel like this is like, I guess like I know where it was going already. Yeah, like even in this dream, I remember I was like, okay, grandpa, I'll walk with you. And I got to the point where as I'm walking with him and we're walking in El Salvador, because that's where he lived and where he died. And the like light is like starting to dim. And we get to a point where I'm like, I don't want to walk with you anymore, Grandpa. And then I woke up. And I was like, was I going to fucking die? Well, but it trips me out. It trips me out because it's something I remember like.
That's crazy.
It was right after, after he died. Yeah.
In your dream, were you aware that he was dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess I can get into that a little bit too. Dreaming of like people who passed. For me, sometimes I'm aware that they're dead, right? So I'm like, oh my god, like I'm so happy to see you, whatever. But then there's times where I don't even I don't acknowledge it. It just feels normal, and I get so mad at myself
because you're like, you could appreciated that time, yeah.
Could have told them something. That happens more often than me being aware that they're dead already. I have one dream in specific that I'll never forget, and again, it's with my grandma. Excuse me. It was after she died, pretty like soon after she died. I had the most vivid fucking dream that she came and picked me up early from school, but I knew that she was dead.
Yeah.
And she walked through the door and I was like, Grandma. And I literally run to her. She picks me up. She hugs me. I felt that hug. That shit was real. She spun me around and I was like, I miss you. I miss you. And we like had a whole moment and I woke up and I was just like, dude, like she was there.
Yeah.
She was there. Fully aware. I was fully aware. A lot of 90% of the time when I dream of my dad, I don't realize that he shouldn't be there. And then I wake up and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I should have told him something. Like, I should have done something. And I don't notice. I don't notice. One time, no, I think it's been like 2 or 3 times that I have acknowledged that he shouldn't be there. But one time in specific, this dream was fucking weird. I dreamt that he was in the house talking shit. And I was like, Dad!
Like,
what the fuck are you doing here? And I literally was like, I'm like, I missed you so much. Tell me why this motherfucker ran away from me.
He's like, girl.
In the dream, he ran away. I don't know why that's a thing for me.
Yeah.
He ran away. Where I'm a trickster. And I was like, no, come back. Like, I know, like, you know, he ran away. And then never saw him again.
It's so weird.
That one was weird.
All right. We're back. Okay. Does anyone
remember? We were gone?
Yes. I was going to talk about something.
Oh, yeah.
Your story reminded me of when my uncle had passed. It was my mom's baby brother. He had passed. Honestly, there was no...
Wait, how many siblings does your mom have?
She has 5 brothers. She's the only girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it obviously explains it because, like, also in my presentation, I kind of explained that my mom, I feel like because usually it's the girls that actually bring the family together, and the fact that it was 5 guys and my mom was the only girl, the guys obviously spent holidays and stuff with the wife's family and, you know, relatives. So usually it was just me, my mom, and my grandma. But yeah, that's why I explained why her side of the family, we're not so close.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But, yeah, her baby brother had passed away so, like, randomly. Like, no one expected it.
Wow.
Expected it.
I was, like, going to acknowledge that you said that and move on because it's a serious subject.
It's fine. It's funny. Oh, well. I'm so lit. I didn't even expect it. Sorry. Okay. Anyways, okay.
Sorry, I'm drunk.
Are serious now?
Okay.
Okay. So, when my...
Do you need to admit it?
Need
to admit it. I'm just looking at Cindy like...
She said scene.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So, when my uncle had passed away, I started having...
I think, Rosie, you are the problem.
Bitch, are you the problem?
I'm so sorry. You're the problem. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna finish my drink, by the way. Well, you calm down.
You know, I gotta want to chug this.
Cheers, let's chug. Chug.
Cheers. She did it already. Cheers.
Hold on.
You guys look so cute, Chuggy. Both of my friends. Period, sis.
Let's open the other one, might as well. Hey, we bought it from our back pocket.
Watermelon. Isn't that funny? We all were just like... Wait, you're never going to catch me slacking.
I stay
strapped.
Mango, baby. Mango.
Oh, my God. We're lit.
1, 2, 3.
Oh! Ooh.
We both have a little splash pad.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The drinks
are Oh, no. Poor pillow.
I know. My pillow got splashed on. All right.
The only thing is they're getting warm.
They could be colder.
I thought about getting the nice chest, but that seemed like a lot of work.
For next episode, we'll get the cooler.
We're going to get better.
Not that they care.
No, I know.
We care.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's for our own enjoyment. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So, when my uncle passed away...
Are you okay?
What? Why is that so funny, Rosie?
Why?
Tell us.
Stop, because...
What?
Because you literally looked at me. I was holding my composure, and then you're like, "Welcome back to me," and then I couldn't hold it. Okay, I'm sorry. I suffer from dark humor. Okay.
Sorry, this is my uncle passed.
No, it wasn't funny. Why? That's not the funny thing.
That was funny to you.
Yeah.
All
right.
Stop. I look like mean now.
No, it's okay. All right.
Okay.
So, anyways, let's get past that one. I started having, I had a dream about this specific place. I just remember looking at a bright chandelier, and that's all I remember from the dream. And when his awake happened, I had no idea, where it was going to be or anything like that. But when his awake happened, when we walked in, I looked up and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I dreamt of the location. Mm-hmm. Right when you walk in, it's a big chandelier, and I was just like, I'm like, Mom.
That's you being psychic again.
Yeah. I was like, Mom, I dreamt of this. Like, I exactly remember this chandelier. I didn't know where I was, but...
you've never been there before.
I've never been there before. But this is it. And she was like, what the fuck? Like, what? And when my uncle had passed away, my mom was very, very close to her younger brother. Like, I think she was the closest to him out of all her brothers. So it really hurt for her. But, I feel like because of that, I felt like a real connection towards him. Even though I feel like I wasn't as close to him as I wish I was,
mm-hmm.
I kept getting visions. Or not even visions. Actually, with him, it was more like I would have songs playing in my head. And I would just tell my mom, I'm like, I have this song playing in my head. And she'll be like, that was your uncle's favorite song type of thing, you know?
What?
And I'll be like, oh, like, I was like, what the heck? So, like, every time, like, something would kind of pop up in my head, I would kind of just tell her. And, yeah, it would kind of all be related to him. Mm. And honestly, not so long after that, my dog had passed away. My childhood doggy, Shaggy. Mm. Honestly, that was really hard for me. That was, like, honestly, like, my first, like, I don't know. No, other than my uncle, but, like, my, like, that's my brother. That's my Shaggy, you know? He was everything to me. He was there since I was 6 years old. So, and he died at 12 or 13 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was there for like all my life. So when that happened, it was really hard for me. So I went to a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a psychic because I was like, I don't want to talk to my dog, mm-hmm. you know? And I needed closure, I think, you know?
This is crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, honestly, like, look, okay, let me talk a little bit about my dog.
Mm-hmm.
When he had lymph node cancer, he had like little like balls on his like underarm and in his pelvis area. There were just like bumps,
mm-hmm.
and we went to the doctor. I mean, to the vet to ask like what it was, and he basically was just straight up and just told us like he has cancer. There's not really much we could do, but you have this amount of time with him, and like I broke down. I was like.
Of course, yeah.
But he's my everything. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. Freaking.
I'm like, let me look away. Yeah, it was hard for me, but yeah. Eventually, I think it was the night of Halloween. It's so funny because. Ruben had invited me to go out with his cousins and my mom wouldn't let me. My mom's intuition that year was so fucking strong. It was actually crazy. She didn't
like your mom.
No, yeah.
Because,
yeah. Sidetrack, but my mom, like, a month before, my mom's, like, strict, but she's not, like, too strict. Like, if I want to go out, she's like, whatever, Brie, go. But, like, she'll give me an attitude, but, like, go, you know? But there was this one time, like, that me and Ruben wanted to go to the Earth Cafe just to just go eat or whatever at, like, in Long Beach. It was pretty late or whatever. And she was just like, no, Brie, like, I don't want you to go out. Like, it was just, like, really weird. But, like, I was pissed at her at the moment. But the next day, we found out that a car had driven to the sidewalk and hit, like, all the people in Earth Cafe.
What?
Yeah. Because you know how Earth Cafe, like, they have, like, the outdoor patio?
I think the one I know is in downtown. That's the one.
Yeah,
I
yeah. Mm-hmm. There was one in Santa Monica. Sorry, not Long Beach, Santa Monica. That's the one we were going to go to, and they hit so many people, and I was like, fuck. Like, my mom's like, she's on something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
And the day that Shaggy passed away, I wanted to go with Ruben and his cousins. Like, they were just going to, like, celebrate Halloween, whatever. And I was so mad. She didn't let me go. Like, literally, I was dressed and everything. She didn't let me go, and I was so pissed. But, like, she, like, it was, like, kind of, like, a no-reason situation. Like, I was just, like, why are you not gonna let me?
You're pressing shit on your phone.
And, yeah, she didn't let me go, and I was so sad. But that night, Shaggy had a full-on, like, seizure. I've never seen him have a seizure. And I know I didn't know, but you're not supposed to pick up, like, a dog when they're having a seizure. But, like, I freaked out and I grabbed him and he died in my arms. And it was so traumatizing.
Mm-hmm.
It was so traumatizing. And, like, I cried and screamed and I was like, Mom, like, you passed away in my arms. And she was like, what? Like, you're, no, stop. Like, he's fine. He's fine. She picked him up and she was like, fuck. Like,
mm-hmm.
he's not with us right now. And, I freaked out. Like, I just kept remembering, like, praying to God, like, please, just give me more time with him. Like, I'm not prepared. Like, I'm not mentally prepared. I gave my dog CPR. I had no idea how to do CPR, but I gave my dog CPR. I remember calling Rosie. I remember calling everybody, like, I don't know where to take him. I'm pretty young. Sorry. But I literally gave my dog CPR, and he came back to life.
What?
That dude was a freaking Frankie Weenie. He came back to life.
Not the weenie.
Oh my goodness.
Because I remember he seized and he peed. He, like, was gone. Like, I felt no heartbeat. And, like, I literally did CPR him. Like, I didn't want to do CPR, but I looked it up and I just did it. And when I did CPR,
Jessica Brushes, Jessica Brushes.
Mm-hmm. I did. I,
on the side, huh?
Yeah.
On the side ones, yeah.
I did CPR on him. He came back to life for me. And he was with me that night. He kept having seizures. He kept coming, like, you know, he was fine, but, like, he kept having seizures. And we just kind of, like, you know, like, we didn't take him to the vet in the morning. We took him in the vet and, like, you know, he passed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that happened. And he passed away. It was a hard time for me. So I went to a psychic and was like, I'm here for my dog, you know? It was kind of like a group scenario type of thing, you know? She was, it was like multiple people. Like, I feel like it was like six people. And she was just gonna, like, feel like whoever she reads, she's gonna contact. And if it resonates with you, you speak up, you know? Like, I have a male here, this age, whatever. I didn't say, like, I was there for my dog. Like, I was kind of, like, suspicious about it, you know? Like, I was, like, I'm not going to give you that much detail. Like, I want you
you're
to connect with me.
You're like, realistic.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This might be
fraudulent.
I want you to connect with me. I don't want to tell you much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, right away, she was like, I have this age male, this, he's at because of this. And I was like, that's my uncle, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's talking about my uncle, the way he died, the way he is, the, like, all of it. And I'm like, she's like, does this resonate with anyone? And I was like, I think you're talking about my uncle. Like, it was just so specific, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't there for him, but he you know, connected with her. And I really, really wish I knew him better than I did.
Of course.
I did remember, I did record exactly what she said about my uncle. And when I did tell my mom, I remember she was like, is he this? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I wasn't that close to him. But when I, like, talked about it to my mom, she was like, yes, Bree, like, that's exactly who, like, what he was. Like, that's exactly, like, what he would say. That's exactly what he would do, whatever. And she kind of confirmed it with me. But to me, like, I didn't know. I wasn't sure, you know?
How old was he, if you don't mind me asking?
He was in his 40s, his late 40s. Yeah, he was pretty young. That's why it was a bit surprising. But yeah, she connected to him first, and he was making jokes and stuff. And she's like, at the end of it, he's like, she's not here to see me, but, like, I thought I should pop in type of thing, you know? And I was just like, oh, I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I was here.
Like, is Shaggy here?
Yeah. And she's like, who are you here to connect with? He said you're not here for him. Like, who are you here to connect with? I'm like, my dog. And she's like, oh, okay. That's a different, I forgot what she said. That's a different frequency. Like, I need to kind of go down here so I could connect to dogs. And I was like, okay. So she connected to my dog. I might as well should say this, but it was so spot on. It was crazy. When Shaggy had passed away, Nana had asked me if he had, like, clothing or, like, a blanket so she could make him to a bear, like, make the, you know, clothing or blanket into a bear. I gave her Shaggy's blanket, and she made it into a bear. And after that, like, I just slept with the bear the whole time. Mm-hmm. And she literally asked. She was just like, do you sleep with something? He's saying that you sleep with something that's of his, or, like, something that was his. And I was like, yeah, like, I explained. And she's like, he says that every single time you sleep with the bear or that blanket, he comes through. He's there with you. And I was like, ah!
I can't handle it.
I know. That's when I was like, damn, this shit's real, bro. This shit's real. Like, there's no fucking way, like, she would have known. And I'm like,
I like how we all talked about, like, our dead family members. Fine. The dogs, we can't fucking have
it. Baby, he's there with me.
Oh my god. Tell them about bears. Tell them about the sweaters.
Oh yeah. Oh, and
around the same time.
Oh, yeah, at the same time, Rosie had just gotten Bear. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was like, I loved Bear. Like, my Bear was so cute.
No.
And she told me, she's like, he says that there's, like, a new dog, like, involved in the situation. And I was just like, not in my life. But he's like, but I'm like, but my boyfriend has a new dog. And she's like,
girl, I'll make a boy.
She gave me when Shaggy passed, she gave me a bunch of Shaggy stuff for Bear. Because yeah. they were, like, similar in size.
Size, yeah.
A bunch of sweaters and, like...
And she's like, he's telling me that there's a new dog in your life and you're hesitant to love him because... because he passed or whatever. And I'm like, oh my God. And she's like, he's saying that it's okay. You could love him. You could appreciate him the way he pushed him. We gotta cut this shit. And, she was basically talking about Bear. And she's like, he's saying it's okay. It's okay to love him. It's okay to appreciate him. I know you're hesitant, but it's okay.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I don't want to cry right now. Yeah,
I'd rather cry.
I think he mentioned something about, like, Bear wearing his sweater.
Yeah.
And he also said that he didn't like to wear the sweater.
Oh, yeah. I would dress this dog because, you know, he was cold or whatever. I put him in cute shirts and put him in cute. He's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, he didn't like that at all. I'm like, fuck.
Listen here.
She's like, yeah, he was very uncomfortable. He didn't like how you dressed him. He's very upset about that. I'm like, God damn. She explained his personality. I'm like, you're spot on. Like, it was pretty crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And then at the end of it, like, she's like, you know, she talked to a lot of people. And it was actually, like, that experience was so crazy. Damn. Just seeing, like how she communicates with other people's family members. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it was just, like, I was just so observant.
I just want to add really quick.
Yeah.
This same lady that she's talking about, the psychic, she has, Ruben went to her, her mom went to her, and she has...
And Marlinda went to her.
And Marlinda went to her.
And she gave me a job.
And she gave her a job.
I might go visit, because goddamn.
She read everybody so perfectly. Ruben's especially to me was, like, so fucking special.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty...
She crazy. Knows what the fuck she's doing. She's not a scam artist. She's real.
No,
she's
honestly, like, I was skeptical, so I was giving her nothing.
I'm the only one who didn't go, because I'm the biggest... I'm a Capricorn bitch. I'm the biggest skeptic. I truly believe in her, but I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, same. I'm a Virgo, very analytical.
Yeah.
I need, like, scientific evidence.
No, but, like, but after that experience...
I sat with my mom, because my mom... It was during COVID.
Yeah. So she had to do FaceTime.
She was a FaceTime one. So I sat in the room with my mom during the FaceTime. And she talked to me a little bit too, but I just, like, let my mom have her moment. But she's definitely real. I know what the fuck happened. The drinking.
It's the dog.
And also,
we're all over the place, but it's okay.
No, yeah, I was gonna say that had nothing to do with dreams, but I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, it kind of just, like, I don't know, the spirituality. I feel like
dogs are very, like, close to. I don't know. It's so weird because I feel like.
Right, just like, I don't know.
I can't even say it. I'm not.
We are their whole life. That's the thing. It's like.
Okay, we're going to talk about dogs. Let me just say one thing. I don't know what I would do if Bear Bear was not in my life right now. Like, literally, he has gotten me through some shit.
No, even me, dude. Like,
there's been times where he's like, can Bear come over? Because I need a hug.
Aww. I can relate.
Him go. But he's just... And it's so funny because when I first got him, I was like, I'm not attached to him. I don't like him. I don't want him. My mom made me get him. But now
he's really? Like, that's interesting.
No, yeah. That's. Yeah.
It took me a long time to feel something with him. Because I'm like, he's not my dog. I don't know. Because like,
not a... Your mom...
My mom dropped him off on my fucking lap, basically. Yeah. But now I'm just like, okay, you know, I already announced my shit. So, like, now I'm like... Can I have gone through leaving my fucking man?
Yeah.
Without Bear? I don't know if I can. Like, I literally... Yeah. He has been... He cuddles me every night. And I'm
yeah.
like, I don't have to sleep alone. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. And I feel like it's so funny because Bear is such an empath. Like, you could feel... You could know that he feels your emotions. It's actually crazy because... No, I feel like Shaggy sent him to us. Because, like...
There's a connection there.
No, sure. Yeah, because Shaggy was, like... Shaggy was lovable and everything, but, like, if you, like... He was very sassy. He was, like, if you didn't give me my space, he'd be, like, Like, get out of my space, you know? Mm-hmm. He was very, like, I want my own space sometimes, but I love you, but, like, give me my space type of moment, you know? Mm-hmm. And Bieber was the actual opposite, because that's kind of what I needed. Like, I needed someone to be there for me, and that's what Bieber was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's been so many times where I'm...
There's a connection, for sure.
Having, like, a full-on breakdown, and I'm just like, I just need Bieber's hugs right
that's
now.
That's me with fucking Checkers. Aww,
I love Checkers. I love Checkers.
It's too emotional.
No, it's understandable.
Okay. Whereas Misty's the total fucking opposite. I used to be crying, and she's just like, la 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 la. And I'm like, that was Shaggy.
That's fucking Akiva. Akiva's not affectionate at all. I'm like, cuddle with me. Hell no. He's like, boom, with his big ass.
Like, yeah, like, get away.
They're like crying and shit. And Misty's just like, let's play. And I'm like, it's not the time.
She's not reading the room.
Not it, bro. No, but no, it just makes me sad because. Checkers is old as fuck.
Now, dude, my dog's not even old, but now that I'm so fucking attached to him that I literally...
How old is Checkers?
Bro, she's like 14. Yeah. She's fucking old. And like, sometimes I'm like, I would like for you to die. Because like, she's so old.
But she's not suffering though.
No, she's just like, I think she has dementia a little bit too, because like, I'd be wondering about her. She's like all over the place, but she kind of still knows the layout of her mom's house. So she gets around, but
she's struggling a little bit. She's
fucking blind. Like, her eyes are white.
Yeah,
it's so sad. I'll look like pictures.
Dogs are fucking, they're literally sent from the heavens above. No, honestly. In front. Like, I think that they're really just like God's gift.
No, they really are.
I don't know. This could be a whole different episode.
No, yeah, we can talk about dogs. Sorry,
we're off on a tangent here, but like you understand, right?
Yeah,
dude, I don't even have to be drunk. I'll think about Checkers and I'll cry.
No,
I fucking cry thinking of the fact that Bear has to die one day, and that shit fucks me up because I'm like, I need him. I don't know what I would do without him. There's not going to be another dog crazy, like him,
for Checkers, like, my mom will complain that she has to, like, help her out a lot. But I'm like, I already know when that dog dies.
Yeah. Oh, it's hell yeah. Like,
yeah, because that dog was my sister's. And it'll be my mom's.
How are we this emotional?
It's the fucking dogs, bro. Like, no, literally, like, I...
The
thing is, it's like when as Shaggy was getting older, like I would cry, like, dude, you better not fucking leave me.
Fuck dogs.
I'd be like, don't fucking ever leave me, bro. Like, I would be fucking pissed. And like,
I tell Bieber that all the time.
Like, nothing. Like, I literally used to. That's the thing. It's like I used to tell Rosie, I'm like, dude. Nothing could prepare you when they fucking die. Like, it is what it is, but it fucking sucks. Like, that heartache is, like, the worst. It's the fucking worst. And I, like, I don't know. It's just, like, you can't sugarcoat it. You can't do anything. Like, it is what it is. And that's why whenever fucking people post, like, that they lost a pet, like, I feel for them because, like, it's a different type of love. It's a different type of connection, you know? Like, I will fucking cry for them. Dude, did you see fucking Daisy's post, my friend Daisy?
No. What happened? Don't tell me.
Someone fucking ran over her cat, bro.
Wait, why did I miss that?
Someone ran over her cat.
Yeah, because that's
my biggest fear, too. Like, just my dog's getting...
I don't know, for me it's just crazy, because, like, with dogs, like... You don't even have to have a conversation with them.
No,
like, you just know they're, like, there for you. No. And that's, like... Unconditional.
I don't know, but me and Bieber be looking in each other's eyes every night before we go to bed.
No, Bieber? No, literally, Bieber?
We literally look into each other's eyes, and I'm like, we're connecting right now.
No, literally?
I'm dead ass.
Okay, I'm gonna be a little more honest. When I'm high as fuck, and, like, I want to get out of it, Bieber's looking at me like, why'd you do this? but he's like, but you're okay? Like, you're gonna be okay? Like, he talks to me.
Right now.
He literally talks to me. And no, Bieber is a shit
in the show anymore.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Should we end it or what do we do? What
I'm just kidding. It's like dogs. It's like
it's just dogs, dogs, bro. Dogs,
it's like a special. it's a let's talk about like humans dying. I don't give a fuck.
I'm saying like, that no, that's
we all my grandpa died, he did. I love that man. He lived his life, but he's dead. Let's talk about Checkers dying in the future. She hasn't even died yet. I'm here crying.
I know. It's a hug.
No, yeah, but okay.
No,
yeah.
But I understand.
I understand too.
Talked about my dad dying right now, and I was okay. But like the dogs, there is something fucking special.
Yeah.
My dog knows me better than my dad. That's for sure.
That's why
no
I was
offense, Daddy.
No,
I
yeah,
love you too,
no,
but.
Yeah. They go through with everything.
Yeah. Also, like, with my grandpa, like, I love the man, but, like, I would see him, once every summer?
Yeah.
Or, like, for a few months during the summer. But this man, I don't know how many grandkids he had.
No, yeah.
Like.
That's the thing, that like, they know you in
no,
a personal
like,
level.
Okay, but here's the thing. You're talking about your grandpa, you don't know him. Like, I literally talked about my dad.
Yeah.
But the dogs.
They know you.
Yeah.
That's why I was so hesitant about getting a new dog. Like, I remember my neighbors being like, do you ever want to get a new dog? I'm like, no, the fuck no. I don't want to go.
Like, replace,
I don't want to get, no, oh. I don't want to replace them. I don't want to go through that heartbreak again. I, no, my dog was so special to me, you know?
Especially when you grew up with a dog.
Yeah.
It's just a really, I think it's really wrong.
I grew up with a dog. Her name was Cha-Cha. She did die when I was, like probably 12 or something. That one was,
hard.
That one was pretty hard for me too because I literally grew up with that dog. That was my first heartbreak. That was my first heartbreak.
It was a dog named Rocky. He was a pit bull something mix. But the thing was, which is it's fucking sad because we live with my aunt's family and they had a kid and this little kid got older. And this little kid liked to fuck with dogs.
Oh, no.
So then the dog, obviously, stabbed back.
Oh, no.
And they went send the dog to get put down.
Oh,
Yeah. And it, like even now, I can, like, think about it, and I'm like...
No, that's fucking...
It's so wrong. It was
that's
not the
so
dog's
wrong.
Fault. Why are you punishing the dog?
I think we have to stop
their behavior.
Yeah.
For
it's not even the behavior. The behavior was warranted. If
because
you keep
the kid
prodding,
was
prodding,
him.
Prodding...
Yeah,
the dog's going. It's like a human.
I would stab. The dog is gonna snap.
Oh,
it's just
stop. That's sad.
Yeah. No, I.
You guys
never forget that.
I'm sorry. Can we talk? And I also have to pee really bad.
Go pee, friend.
Okay.
Yo, we're back. Okay.
Yo.
We're fucked up.
The tears.
Sup?
Wait.
We're perfectly fine.
We're perfectly fine. Anyways,
did we take a 3-hour break again? Yes,
no,
we did.
Anyway,
do you see all these empty cans? No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Wait, oh, wait. No, they can see them. Get this shit. If you want to start talking about your life, your aspirations, your sadness, your potential depression, your goals, your dreams, buy this shit. Things.
Trauma?
Hard seltzer.
Things for your head.
What's the other one? Things for your head.
Yeah.
It will get you thinking.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that.
Cindy's going to give you her first review.
Let me be honest. These shits were delicious.
Delicious.
I'm not even going to lie. I can't lie. I'm
you
drunk.
Know what? A light bulb just went off in my head. Go ahead. I'll let you go first. Because I have ADHD.
I'm working
on it.
Okay. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you. I'm not drunk. I'm not.
I am.
I'm lit.
Not Brianna snorting. Brianna, are you okay?
Breathe.
Oh, I think she's right. She's the lightest weight. No, just kidding. Okay, what would you give it?
10 out of 10. Is this my first 10 out of 10?
I don't know, but I think this is going to be my first 10 out of 10.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you. So... everything about these were pretty good and yeah, so it was a seltzer. Wasn't too bubbly, the flavors were there, like, oh shit, They were there. The grapefruit was graping. Yeah, the grapefruit was really there. Like, I'm an avid grapefruit lover, and it was pretty accurate. I wasn't getting a artificial taste.
I'm so sorry. We don't mean to laugh on your review. It's just that we're drunk.
No, we're not drunk. We're not.
No.
I'm just drunk.
We're feeling ourselves.
No, yeah, these were really good. I'm not going to lie. I don't feel bloated. They weren't super sweet. The packaging was there. Are you kidding me? Like, Siamese twins, cats, slash, just like they're tripping out. The box on acid, maybe shrooms.
Mm-hmm. Like color combinations.
Yeah, like everything was there for me. Like 10 out of 10, honestly. The grapefruit, delicious, bro. I tasted the grapefruit. I love grapefruit, and it was given for me. So, love it.
10 out of 10.
Okay.
Baby Bree, go.
Honestly, this is... Yeah, 10 out of 10. Because I loved every flavor. Correct. I tried.
Yeah.
Every flavor I tried. Litmus, 10 out of 10. But I don't feel bloated at all. Mm-hmm. I feel great.
Mm-hmm.
10 out of 10. Packaging, great. Look at them.
They're tripping, dog.
They're doing their thing. I literally have no fucking complaints. So, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Period.
Next.
Wait, my review was too long then.
No, you did great. You said everything we wanted.
I literally need to stop because if not, it's going to go on forever.
You said everything that I ever wanted to say.
Also, Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts sucks compared to this.
That was last week. 2 weeks ago.
No, I know, but comparing to last week, it was ass.
Yeah, okay, this is great.
How does it go, the Beyonce song? Drip, drip, drip on hardwood floors. 10, 10, 10.
Across the board.
Bitch, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. I'm fucking lit. First and foremost. The flavors, delicious. The seltzer, seltzin. Not bloated, not too sweet. Flavors giving. It's a 10, baby. Oh, 10, I have 10, to 10, really, cross really acknowledge. I really, 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 really want to acknowledge the color combinations that they went with here. Mm-hmm. Because this
packaging, 10 out of 10.
Is a fucking art piece. To me, literally. The packaging is so fucking cute. And they back it up with the flavor, so I love that.
Yeah.
10, 10, 10. We got a winner! This is the first time.
I'm really, like, obsessed with this overall.
Yeah,
like,
I will 100% buy this again.
The flavors, the packaging, I don't feel bloated. I didn't burp as much. I'm pretty lit.
We painted all our fillings already.
Yes. So it did its thing. I think we need to go to the brewery. If you want us to go to the brewery, give us a thumbs up. Give us a comment.
Are we going on a field trip?
We should go on a field trip, I think.
I'm down.
Who's going to sign our permission slips?
You.
My mom?
The ones watching.
Give us a like.
Let us know.
My mom probably won't sign. Not your mom. Tell me to leave the house.
Maybe your brother.
Do you want us taking a field trip?
You can forge it. My brother can forge it.
We need to have your brother on the podcast. That's the problem.
Dude, we should play, what's that, a Splitting Cats game?
Mm-hmm. We should play that. Honestly, this would have been perfect for this. But I think they have other packages, so for us to try. Packages. For us to try.
Wait, they have other flavors?
I think so. So, we need to come back, play
Bitch.
Cats. Kitten.
I literally want to go get one of these for, like, at home.
No, we
they're
will.
They're good.
And they're how much again?
6.5.
Let me just say, I drank the whole 12 pack, and
we had 4 each.
We had 4 each, one of each flavor. It was literally perfect.
Does anyone have a favorite flavor?
I think watermelon was my favorite, even though
it
was
liked all of them. One.
I definitely grapefruit was it for me.
When I first tried the pina colada, it was not too much of like coconut feel. So honestly, I really liked the pina colada. But honestly, none of the flavors failed. They were so good.
They were all very delicious. Yes.
So good. Green flags all across the board.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank Clock you the tea.
Bye. You.
We were supposed to talk about dreams. I think we did.
We did. We
got off subject.
No, we did. We
and
did
that's good. Okay because that's what we do best.
We talked about dreams, psychics. Bye. Sorry, Jack. Bye.
Any sea bitch.